Today is my wedding anniversary. That doesn't work into a good bird topic because birds don't marry, much less celebrate anniversaries. But I wanted to mark this occasion with something romantic, so I decided to talk about bird hearts. Hearts and birds somehow seem to go together. Robinson Jeffers said to give your heart to hawks. Othello preferred to wear his heart upon his sleeve for daws to peck at, daws being a species of European crow. Edgar Allan Poe begged his raven to take thy beak from out my heart. Christina Rossetti was definitely having a better day when she said her heart was like a singing bird. Bird hearts are every bit as interesting as human hearts. The avian heart is one of the most powerful pumps in the world. As the ornithologist poet Joel Peters wrote to a hummingbird, "Darting, hovering helicopter fueling at a flower, tell me how your engine heart generates such power." Like mammals, birds have a four-chambered heart which completely separates the circulation routes for arterial and venous blood. But a mammal heart is puny and weak compared to the heart of a comparably sized bird. A robin's heart beats 570 times every minute. A sleeping chickadee's heart beats 522 times a minute, but after exercising, this rate jumps to about 1,000 beats a minute. An active blue-throated hummingbird's heart races at 1,260. Our own ruby-throated hummingbird, while resting in a dark chamber, has a rate of 614. While incubating eggs, the heart rate jumps, especially on cool nights. A house wren's heart beats 455 times a minute at rest normally, but goes up to 701 while sitting on a nest. Not only do birds have rapid heartbeats, they also have powerful blood pressure. The systolic pressure for a starling is 180 millimeters, and for a canary is as high as 220. In comparison, a healthy person's systolic pressure should not exceed 150. A bird's high blood pressure pushes the blood through the body very quickly. It takes only about 6 seconds for blood to make a complete circuit through the body of an adult chicken. This high blood pressure also pushes a bird's heart just about to the limits of mechanical safety. Many banders have caught birds in their nets only to have them die of heart attacks in their hands. One cardinal who died after an exhausting territorial squabble was examined carefully, but no outer wounds were present. A post-mortem revealed a 7-millimeter wound in the ventricle, probably caused by the great pressure built during the excitement. Although post-mortems are not done often on birds, the deaths of a field sparrow with a ruptured aorta and a bald eagle with a ruptured right auricle were also apparently victims of excitement. In selectively breeding domestic turkeys for rapid growth and heavy meat production, breeders unwittingly also selected strains that have high blood pressures and weak arteries. As a result, some turkey flocks have suffered high mortalities from aortic rupture followed by internal hemorrhaging. To prevent this, a tranquilizing drug is often added to feed mixtures to reduce nervous tension and lower their blood pressure. Perhaps some of that tranquilizer should have been added to the laboratory vat with Bill Cosby's chicken heart.
A chicken heart that ate up New York City.
This is Laura Erickson, and this program has been For the Birds.